You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. My text is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which states, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul states that he longs to be at home with the Lord. However, he does not lose heart while he is away from the Lord. His confidence in the future resurrection and in reality of the judgment to come keeps him faithful in the present as he pursues his goal of pleasing Christ. The believer not only is well assured by faith that there is another and a happy life after this is ended, but he has good hope through grace of heaven as a dwelling place, a resting place, a hiding place. In our Father's house, there are many mansions whose builder and maker is God. The happiness of the future state is what God has prepared for those that love him. Everlasting habitations, not like the earthly tabernacles, the poor cottages of clay in which our souls now dwell, that are moldering and decaying, whose foundations are in the dust. The body of flesh is a heavy burden. The calamities of life are a heavy load. But believers groan, being burdened with the body of sin. And because of the many corruptions remaining and raging within them, death will strip us of the clothing of flesh and all the comforts of life, as well as in all our troubles here below. But believing souls shall be clothed with garments of praise, with robes of righteousness and glory. The present graces and comforts of the Spirit are a pledge of everlasting grace and comfort. The presence of the Spirit in Christians lies now is the down payment, a guarantee that they will receive resurrection bodies when Jesus returns. Though God is with us here by his Spirit and in his ordinances, yet we are not with him as we hope to be. Faith is for this world, and sight is for the other world. It is our duty, and it will be our interest, to walk by faith till we live by sight. This shows clearly the happiness to be enjoyed by the souls of believers when absent from the body, and where Jesus makes known his glorious presence. We are related to the body and to the Lord. Each claims a part in us. But how much more powerfully the Lord pleased for having the soul of the believer closely united with himself. The apostle quickens himself and others to acts of duty. Paul now lives his entire life in light of a hope that his actions will bring delight to God day by day. It is possible for Christians to please or displease God in their daily actions. Well-grounded hopes of heaven will not encourage laziness and sinful security. Let all consider the judgment to come, which is called the terror of the Lord, knowing what terrible vengeance the Lord would execute upon the workers of iniquity. The apostle and his brethren use every argument and persuasion to lead men to believe in the Lord Jesus and to act as his disciples or followers. Their zeal and diligence were for the glory of God and the good of the church. Christ's love to us will have a like effect upon us if duly considered and rightly judged. All were lost and undone, dead and ruined, slaves to sin, having no power to deliver themselves, and must have remained thus miserable forever. If Christ had not died, we should not make ourselves, but Christ, the end of our living and actions. A Christian's life should be devoted to Christ. Sadly, how many show the worthlessness of their professed faith and love by living to themselves and to the world. The renewed man acts upon new principles, by new rules, and with new ends, and a new company. The believer is created anew. His heart is not merely set right, but a new heart is given him. He is the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Though the same as a man, he is changed in his character and conduct. These words must and do mean more than an outward reformation. The man who formerly saw no beauty in the Savior, that he should desire him, now loves him above all things. The heart of the unregenerate is filled with hate against God, and God is justly offended with him. Yet there may be reconciliation. Our offended God has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. By the inspiration of God, the scriptures were written, which are the word of reconciliation, showing that peace has been made by the cross and how we may be interested therein. Though God cannot lose by the quarrel, nor gain by the peace, yet he beseeches sinners to lay aside their hate and accept the salvation he offers. Christ knew no sin. He was made sin, not a sinner, but sin, a sin offering, a sacrifice for sin. The end and design of all this was that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, might be justified freely by the grace of God through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Can any lose, labor, or suffer too much for God, who gave his beloved Son to be the sacrifice for their sins, that they might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? With the new year approaching, let us renew our zeal for Christian living and let the love of Christ control us. By Alicia Wallace, CNN, Friday, December 6, 2025. Job growth surged in November. An unexpected rebound after hurricanes and striking workers heavily distorted the October data. However, looking past the pendulum swing of recent months, the U.S. labor market remains stable, but cooling, and still hasn't shaken the cause for concern that a greater weakening may be at hand. However, it is a little bit of a mixed bag, Corey Stale, economist at ND, told CNN. Right now, the pendulum does seem to be in a positive direction, by and large. The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs last month, and striking and weather waylaid employees went back to work and bolstered a steady stream of employment gains, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics data released Friday. Economists were anticipating 200,000 jobs were added and a jobless rate remaining at 4.1%, according to consensus estimates on FactSet. November's report was expected to be a palate cleanser after October was murdered by temporary job losses due to back-to-back hurricanes, as well as a large labor strike at Boeing. October's initial report showed a meek 12,000 total jobs added, although that was revised higher as anticipated to a net gain of 36,000 in the November report. It nonetheless marked the lowest monthly increase since December 2020. As such, November saw an outsized boost from those workers returning to the job. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to Interruption Science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave His Son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day He arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, pray, trust and obey His word, and recognize that sometimes silence is golden. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you, and when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey.